续靠着圣灵帮助来学习道理，互相勉励。
We'll continue to rely on this Holy Spirit to help us for mutual encouragement.
好，我们先翻开《列王记下》第五章。
Turn to 2 Kings chapter
8. 这里是谈到叙利亚跟以色列打仗啊，后来所发生的事情。
This was something that had happened after Syria had gone into battle with Israel.
那其实我们从历史来看呢，这个叙利亚跟以色列人呢，他们是亲属的关系。
If we look back into history, the Syrians and the Israelites are actually relatives.
亚伯拉罕的兄弟啊，他们本来就聚集在这个叙利亚地方。
Because the brothers of Abraham had been dwelling in the land that was Syria.
像这个圣经里面所讲的雅各的妈妈利百加就从叙利亚那边来。
And in the Bible, Rebecca, who is the mother of Isaac, had been from Syria.
所以这个以色列人啊，跟叙利亚人啊，本来就有骨肉是这个亲情的关系。
So the Israelites and the Syrians were actually related by blood.
但是从历史上来看呢，叙利亚跟以色列常常在打仗。
But if you also look in history, actually Syria and Israel has often been in battles.
为着一些现实上的利益啊，彼此常常相争。
Maybe for certain benefits or gains for each other, they would try to fight.
亚伯拉罕曾经对罗德说啊，我们是骨肉，我们彼此不可以相争。
Abraham had once said to Lot that because we are of the same flesh and we should not fight each other.
所以这个骨肉亲情啊，这是相当宝贵的。
So the precious blood relationship that you could have is very precious.
所以我们在一个家庭里面啊，兄弟姐妹、亲人之间啊，还要彼此啊，真正的相亲爱。
So within our own families, between our brothers and sisters and our families and relatives, we should really love one another.
诗篇133篇里面说啊，兄弟和睦同居啊，是何等的善，何等的美。
In Psalm 133, it says how beautiful it is for brothers to love one another.
说好像那个亚伦的膏油从头上浇灌下来，全身啊，全房子都非常的芬香。
It is just like the precious oil that is running down on the beard of Aaron, and it's very fragrant.
所以如果一个家庭啊，大家能够相爱，就发出非常美好的香气。
So if there is love in one family, then the family can also give off this very fragrant scent.
在教会里面也是一样，同龄能够彼此相亲爱，就是非常美好的香气。
And this is the same in church that if the brothers and sisters can live in peace and with love, then they would also give off a very fragrant scent.
但是如果说骨肉之亲啊，兄弟彼此相争。
But if brothers who are blood related are actually arguing with each other,
有时候要劝他们和好啊，说比攻城墙还困难。
Sometimes in order to have them actually unite with one another might be harder than to break down walls.
因为本来是很亲密的关系。
Because they once had a very intimate relationship.
但是一彼此结怨了以后啊，又变成好像仇敌一样啊，相当可怕。
But once there's a kind of discord among the two, then it would be very frightening, and it would be very hard to get them back together again.
所以像以色列人跟阿拉伯人之间啊，
So just like the Arabs and the Israelites,
本来是骨肉的亲情，
They were once related by blood.
但是因为结怨了以后，世世代代彼此相为仇。
But because they had consistent arguments, so after throughout generations, they would hate one another.
圣经里面说啊，他们永怀仇恨呢、啊。这个仇恨啊，永远在心里面，永远没有办法消除掉。
And the Bible is written that they have this eternal hatred towards one another.
所以我们看到这个相当可怕。
So we can see that this is very frightening.
按照预言啊，说将来啊。世界会结束，也是因为以阿的战争开始。
And according to the prophecies in the future, it would actually begin from the battles and the wars between the Arabs.
因为以阿的问题没有办法解决，所以造成冲突，而且连带的整个世界战争就消失掉。
Because of the battles and the wars between the Arabs and the Israelites, then the rest of the world is also affected.
所以我们看到说啊，这个骨肉亲情啊，真的很重要。那而且我们要珍惜啊，这种彼此相爱的机会。
So you see that any relationship by blood is very precious, and we need to hold fast to the opportunity to love one another.
好，我们看回来这个列王记下第五章。
So let's look at 2 Kings chapter 5.
第一节。
Verse 1.
列王记下五章第一节。
2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1.
说亚兰王啊，亚兰就是叙利亚。
So,
亚兰王的元帅乃曼，在他主人面前为尊为大，因为神曾借着他使亚兰人得胜。他又是大能的勇士，只是长了大麻风。那这里介绍这个叙利亚王的元帅乃曼。
So here introduces the commander of the army of the king of Syria, who is Naaman.
因为叙利亚跟以色列常常打战，说神让这个叙利亚常常打胜仗。
Because Israel and Syria were often in battles, and God would often allow Syria to win these battles.
本来这个以色列人是神的选民呐，但是因为他们离开神。
Even though originally the Israelites were the chosen people of God, they had decided to leave God.
因为他们不守神的道。
Because they would not obey the teachings of God.
所以神就借着外族来攻占他们。
So God used the Gentiles and the other countries to attack them.
所以当以色列人啊，离开了神以后啊，征战就临到了。
And so that after the Israelites had departed from God, then war came upon them.
当敌人来的时候，他们就软弱啊，根本没有力量去抵抗。
And when the enemies would approach them, then they were so weak that they would not even dare to resist.
所以一个人离开了神以后，人真的没有办法做什么。
So once any person has decided to depart from God, then he really cannot do much.
所以神就让以色列人战争失败，把他们交给外邦人。
And so God allowed the Israelites to lose these battles.
那这个叙利亚的元帅乃曼呢、啊，说在王的面前呢、啊。啊、很受重视。
And this Syrian commander Naaman, he was a great and honorable man.
因为他是一个大能的勇士。
Because he was a very powerful man of valor.
所以神让他在好几次的征战当中都是得胜了。
So God allowed him to win in many battles.
所以在王的面前啊，地位崇高啊，相当的受重视。
So in front of the king of Syria, he was very valuable.
但是很可惜说啊，虽然他是一个大能的勇士，又常常得胜。
Unfortunately, even though he was a mighty man of valor,
只是啊，神让他长了大麻风。
But God allowed him to be a leper.
这个大麻风啊，是一个相当难医治的皮肤病。
Leprosy is a kind of skin disease that is very hard to heal.
尤其在古时候啊，根本没有办法医治。
Especially in the ancient times, there was no cure.
啊，得到了这个麻风病以后啊，全身啊生疮流脓。
And once you had leprosy, then you have all types of boils on your body.
有时候这个麻风如果长在脸上啊，有时候脸就会烂掉。
Or sometimes if you had leprosy on your face, then it would be rotting your face.
所以有的鼻子没有了，有眼睛没有了。
So some people might even lose their nose or their eyes.
啊，有的如果在手上的话，手指就一根一根啊烂掉。
Or if there was leprosy on your hands, then one by one your fingers would just rot.
所以这种麻风病啊，没有办法医治。
So leprosy at the time had no cure.
而且会传染给别人。
It would also be contagious.
所以古时候得麻风病的人就要把它隔离。
So in the old times, when someone had leprosy, then they had to be separated.
没有办法跟一般正常人啊生活在一起。
They could not live with other people.
所以就让他自生自灭啊。
And they would be left to die.
所以你不管有多大的权位，有多大的勇力。
So no matter how much power or how
much authority you had, 你有多少的财富
or how much wealth you had.
当你得到了这个麻风病以后啊，整个前途啊就暗淡了。
As soon as you had leprosy, then your future was pretty much over.
你再大的尊贵荣耀啊，都消失掉了。
No matter how much glory or authority that you had at one point, it's all disappeared.
因为有了麻风病啊，你就没有办法过一种正常的生活。
Because if you had leprosy, then you could not live a normal life.
所以我们看到说啊，神虽然让这个乃曼元帅让他能够 人有勇力，到处征战都得胜。
So we see that even though God allowed Naaman to be a man of valor and to have many victories,
啊，就是王也是很尊重他。
That even the king was respectful of him.
啊，但是神却让他长了麻风。
But God allowed him to become a leper.
因为一个人如果在非常顺利呀、啊，或者是非常强大的时候，往往就会骄傲自大起来。
Because it is often when a person has become very successful that he would become very proud of himself.
啊，你在那个很顺利啊，很强大的时候，你叫他说啊，去敬拜神啊，这是不可能的事情。
And when everything is going very smoothly and very well, then it would be very difficult for you to have this person believe in God.
所以神一方面让他得胜。
So on the one hand, God allowed him to have victory.
但是另外一方面又让他得到了一个病。
But he also gave him a disease.
啊，所以。让他在这个病痛当中啊，他会谦卑下来。
So that while he is suffering from the illness, then he can be humble.
啊，来到这个以色列地啊，啊去找先知。
So that he could come to Israel to look for a prophet.
啊，让他借着他的病啊，来认识神的先知啊，啊来认识以色列的神。
So that through his illness, he could come to know this prophet of Israel and come to know the God of Israel.
所以有时候神让人、啊、遇到一些困难的环境、啊啊、并不是都不好的。
So sometimes when God allows people to face difficult circumstances, it's not all for the worse.
所以圣经里面说神借着患难要拯救患难当中的人。
So it's also written in the Bible that God will use difficulties to save those who are suffering.
因为当人在患难当中啊，好像没有路可以走了。
Because when people are suffering, it seems as if there's no way for them to go.
啊，人用尽了一切方法，才有心啊，想到说啊，要来求告神。
And it is only after man has used every method that he knows that he would come to call upon God.
啊，当他谦卑趋近神的时候，神的恩典啊，就临到他的身上。
And when the person has become more humble, then the grace of God would come upon him.
所以我们看到这个乃曼啊，后来他听了小女子的建议啊，啊，就来到以色列地找先知。
So we see here that for Naaman, after he had listened to the advice of a maidservant, then he had come to look for a prophet.
啊，神说啊，先知对他说啊，你到约旦河里面去沐浴七次。
And the prophet told him that you should go and bathe in the Jordan River for 7 times.
啊，后来他真的到那个约旦河啊，沐浴七次以后。
And then after he had actually done so.
说他的麻风病啊，马上得医治，得医治。
And his leprosy was immediately cured.
啊，说他的皮肤啊，像那个婴孩的皮肤一样。
And his flesh was even like the flesh of a child.
啊，所以他就体验到以色列有先知，以色列国的真神呐、啊，才是应当敬拜的神。
So he experienced and realized that there is a true prophet in Israel and there is the true God in Israel that he should worship.
所以他对以利沙先知说啊，我现在知道除了以色列地以外啊，不再有神呐、啊。
And so he told Elisha that now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel.
啊，所以我以后啊。不再把燔祭、平安祭来献给别的神，我一定要献给以色列的神。
And I will no longer offer sacrifices for other gods, but I will offer them for the God of Israel.
在我的一生当中啊，不再敬拜别的神了、啊，我要专心服侍以色列的神。
And throughout my life, I will no longer worship other gods, but I want to focus on serving the God of Israel.
所以我们看到这个乃曼元帅啊，反而因祸啊得到福气。
So we see here that for Naaman, it was because of an obstacle that he had actually become blessed.
啊，借着他的麻风病来亲近神呐、啊，不但得医治。
And through his leprosy, not only could he come close to God, but he was cured.
啊，让他遇到了全能的神呐、啊，让他一生一世、啊、敬拜侍奉真神。
He was able to come to know the true God so that he can focus on the rest of his life to worship this true God.
所以这是一个相当让人、啊、感到惊奇的一个故事。
This is a very pleasant surprise of a story.
啊，一个那么有权威的啊元帅啊，他却甘心呐、啊、来敬拜天地的主宰。
That for a commander who was so full of authority is actually willing to serve the true God.
那在整个故事当中啊，有一个关键性的人物。
And throughout this whole story, there is actually a key character.
就是乃曼征战当中啊， 从以色列国掳来的一个小使女。
Which is actually a maidservant who was a captive that they had taken from Israel.
由于这个小使女的见证啊，所以神的恩典啊临到乃曼的一家。
It was because of this young girl's testimony that grace was able to come to the family of Naaman.
我们看列王记下五章第二节。
So get 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 2.
列王记下五章第二节。
2 Kings chapter 5 verse 2.
说先前亚兰人成群的出去，从以色列国掳了一个小女子，那这个女子就服侍乃曼的妻。第三节，她对祖母说：“巴不得我的主人去见撒玛利亚的先知，必能治好他的大麻风。”第四节，乃曼进去告诉他主人说：“以色列国的女子如此如此说。”第五节，亚兰王说：“你可以去，我也写信给以色列王。”好，这里讲到说啊，这个关键就是乃曼家有一个小女子。
So here the key is that there is a young girl who is at Naaman's home.
到底这个女孩子啊，她的年纪多大？圣经里面并没有详细的讲。
The Bible did not go into detail about how old this girl was.
但是我们一般看呢、年轻人大概都是十五六岁、十七八岁的时候被掳到外邦去。
But normally, if we look at the other statistics, it's normally someone who is between the age of 15 or 18.
虽然他们国家征战失败了。
So even though their country had lost in the battle.
虽然她必须要被掳离开家乡。
Even though she had to be held captive and leave her home.
到外国一个陌生的地方。
And she had to go to a place that was foreign to her.
这讲起来对以色列小女子来讲是相当大的不幸。
This is a very unfortunate event for someone who is a young girl of Israel.
征战当中被掳掉了。
That they had been brought back captive.
作为一个婢女来服侍别人。
And they had been turned into a maidservant to serve others.
但是我们看到一个敬畏神的人他不管环境怎么改变。
But we see that for someone who truly fears God, no matter what happens to their environment.
他主要敬畏神，在任何的地方神都是保守他、看顾他。
As long as they revere God, then at all times and in all places, God would watch them.
好像约瑟也是在十七岁的时候就被掳。
Just like Joseph,
就被卖了。
When he was about 17, he was sold.
他在埃及波提瓦的家里当奴隶。
And he was a slave at first in Potiphar's house.
后来又被下在监狱里面。
And then he had become arrested and put into jail.
一直都遭遇到很不幸的遭遇。
And he had to face many different difficulties.
圣经里面说虽然他的遭遇不是很好。
And the Bible had said that even though he did not meet good circumstances,
但是因为他敬畏神，所以有神跟他同在。
Because he feared God, so God was with him.
所以在那个不足以的环境当中神看顾他，让他百事顺利。
So even in circumstances that were not so good for him, God still allowed him to succeed.
所以能够得到波提瓦的重视，在监狱里面又得到那个管监狱的人的重视。
So that he could be valued by Potiphar, and then he was also valued by the prison guards.
所以虽然环境改变，他反而把神的恩带到更远的地方去。
So even though he had to go to different places, he was still able to preach the grace of God.
我们看创世纪四十九章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 19.
二十二节。
Chapter 19, verse 22.
创世纪四十九章二十二节。
Genesis 19 verse 22。
说约瑟是多结果子的树枝，是全旁多结果子的枝子，他的枝条探出墙外。二十三节。
23。
弓箭手将他苦害，向他射箭逼迫他。二十四节。
24。
但他的弓仍旧坚硬。他的手健壮敏捷，这是因为以色列的牧者、以色列的磐石，就是雅各的大能者。 所以耶稣啊，他是一个多结果子的树枝。
So Joseph was someone who was able to bear fruit.
十九章的二十二节哈。
49:22
所以耶稣啊是多结果子的树枝。
So Joseph is a fruitful bulb.
所以他本来是住在迦南地。
He was living in Canaan.
他虽然有很好的美德，但神却让他被卖到外国去。
Even though he was a very valuable person, but God allowed him to be sold to
slavery. 遇到了很多不好的遭遇，好像弓箭手啊，哎，向他一直射箭一样。
So he had to face many difficulties that were just like, as if archers were trying to hurt.
那神帮助他，反而让他的弓啊越来越强。
But God protected him and allowed his bow to remain strong.
说让他的手也健壮敏捷。
So that his arms were also made strong.
Because the hands of the
mighty God of Jacob was his stone and his reliance.
所以他来到了波提瓦的家，让波提瓦家蒙福。
So that when he went to the household of Potiphar, then Potiphar's house could be blessed.
他到了法老王的家，结果让全埃及人得福。
When he went to the house of the Pharaoh, then the entire Egypt could be blessed.
说好像一个多结果子的树枝啊。
So he's like this branch that is fruitful.
这个树枝啊，长得很远呐，探到墙外去。
And the branches are running over the wall.
不只是在迦南地结果子啊，而来到了埃及地啊，也遍地啊，让人得福气。
And not only did he bear fruit in Canaan, but even in Egypt, God allowed him to have all the people.
所以因为一人的缘故啊，他无论到哪里啊，神的祝福就到哪里去。
So because of this one person, that wherever he went, God allowed that place to be blessed.
大利里也是一样了，十五六岁就被掳了。
This was the same for Daniel, who was held captive at around 15 or 16.
但是我们看到他大概七十年的时间呐。在波斯王宫巴比伦王宫里面
，and for about 70 years he was in the palace of the Babylons.
让众人呐看到以色列的神是全能、大有作为的神。
But he allowed everyone to see that the God of the Israelites was the Almighty God.
让巴比伦的尼布甲尼撒王以及啊很多诸国的大臣呐都见识到以色列的神。
So that Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon and all the other officials were able to see how powerful God is.
所以圣经里面说啊，敬畏神的人呐，大有倚靠，他的儿女也有避难所。
And so it's written in the Bible that those who fear God have God as their reliance, and their children are also blessed.
我们看以赛亚书四章十三节。
So get Isaiah.
以赛亚书五十四章十三节。
Isaiah chapter
54:13.
Even though we do love our children, we cannot have them stay with us throughout all of their life.
但是如果说我们从小教养我们的孩子，让他们敬畏神。
But if we teach our children to fear God ever since they are young,
他们能够领受神的教训,
and they can receive the teachings of God,
无论他们在任何的地方啊，他们都能够得到神的保守、眷顾、大享平安。
Then wherever they go, they can receive the blessing and the reliance of God.
所以让我们知道说，这个儿女的信仰教育啊，比什么都重要。
So we know that the religious education for our children is more important than
anything. 如果我们爱我们的儿女啊，我们就要把他们带到神的面前。
And if we love our children, then we need to bring them to in front of God.
啊，让他们从小敬畏神。
So that from they are young, then they can learn
to love God. 能够领受神的教训。
And receive the teachings of God.
那么他们的一生啊，就能够大享平安。
And in this way, for their entire life, then they can receive peace.
所以我们看到这些以色列的青少年呢、啊、
So we see here these teenagers of Israel.
虽然他们在年轻的时候是五六岁，啊，就被掳或者是被卖到外国去。
Even though when they were just teens and they had been held captive and been sent to other countries.
虽然环境改变了，遇到很多不幸的遭遇。
Even though their environment changed and they faced many unfortunate events.
但是因为他们能够敬畏神，有神的同在。
Because they fear God and they have the abundance of God.
啊，能够把神的荣耀啊，能够带到各地方去。
They are able to bring the glory of God to all these places.
啊，把神的恩典啊，能够扩张到四方。
So that the blessing of God can also be spread to these places.
我们看回来这个以色列小女子啊，她有一些啊非常好的优点。
If we look back to this young girl of Israel, and she has some very good qualities.
她说啊，看到主人长大麻风。
She had seen that her master had leprosy.
所以她对主人的太太说啊，我巴不得我的主人赶快去找先知。
And so she had said to her mistress, if only my master were with the prophet.
她说必能够治好他的大麻风。
For he would heal him of his leprosy.
在当时这个麻风病啊是没有办法医治的。
At the time, leprosy had no cure.
除了神以外啊，没有办法医治这个麻风病。
Other than God, there is no one who could cure leprosy.
而这个小女子啊，她对神非常有信心。
But this young girl had great faith in God.
因为她从小的时候啊，就认识神。
Because when she was young, then she knew God.
啊，所以对神的话，对神的能力啊，一点都不怀疑。
So she had no doubt for the word of God and the power of God.
所以她对祖母说啊。我恨不得我的主人赶快去找先知了，一定可以治好他的麻风病的。
And this was why she had told her mistress that if my master hurried to go to this prophet, then he could certainly be cured.
我们看到这个小女孩，她的信心真的很好。
So we can see that this girl had a very great faith.
因为当时啊，以色列为什么会打败仗
？Because at the time, why was it that the Israelites were often losing in their battles.
我们看到当时的王啊，一点信心都没有。
It was because the king of Israel at the time had no faith.
啊，他不晓得敬畏神。
He did not know to fear God.
啊，虽然乃曼带着叙利亚王给他的信。
And so even though Naaman had brought this letter to the king of Syria.
啊，以色列王看了以后啊，他就很生气啊，就撕裂衣服。
The king of Israel had become very angry and he tore his clothes.
他说你看这个叙利亚王啊一直找机会啊想要来攻击我。
And because he thought that the king of Syria was trying to find opportunities to attack him.
我又不是神啊叫我怎么来医好这个乃曼的大麻风呢
Am I God that I could heal this man of his leprosy?
No, 你们看一看啊他难道不是找把柄要来攻打我们吗
？So clearly, this king is trying to seek a quarrel with me.
啊，虽然做一个王啊，但是因为他们不认识神，不晓得敬畏神，所以整个国家才会离开神啊，才会失掉神的祝福。
Even though he was the king, but he did not know to fear God, so it caused this entire country to lose the blessings of God.
啊，但是我们看到这个小女子啊，她的信心啊，真的很好。
But we see that this young girl truly had a good faith.
这可见的，就是她从小的信仰教育成功了。
So clearly, her religious education was successful.
所以虽然长大了以后啊，到了外邦，但是她对神的信心啊没有改变。
Even though when she grew up, she had to go to the land of the Gentiles, but her faith did not change.
所以圣经里面说，从小教养孩童啊，使他走当行的道，到老不会偏离的。
And so it's also written in the Bible that if you teach a child to go in the ways of God from when they are young, then they will never depart.
啊，当然我们知道说这个信心的建立啊，当然是从神的道理来。
And we know, of course, to build upon this faith, it begins from the teachings of God.
另外一个就是在我们的生活当中啊，有很多信仰上的体验。
And also on top of that is that there are many experiences in related to our faith.
啊，这样我们的信心就可以建立起来，可以扎根。
And in this way, we can build upon our faith and also grow root.
啊，所以这是我们看到这个小女子的信心。
So here we can see the faith of the young girl.
啊，另外一个我们看到这个小女子有充足的爱心。
We also see that this young girl has a lot of love.
虽然她是王国被掳的一个小婢女。
even though she was just a maid servant who was held captive.
啊，但是我们看到她一点都没有那个怀恨的心呐。
But we can see that she did not have any hatred in her heart.
虽然在外邦的地方，但是她还是关心她的主人啊身上的疾病。
Even though she was in the land of the Gentiles, but she was still worried for her own master.
所以她说，巴不得赶快啊，让主人去见先知啊，让他的病能够得医治。
And so she said that if only my master were with the prophet.
啊，所以心里面啊，真的充满着那一种。啊、要帮助人呐、啊，怜悯人的爱心。
So in her heart, she was filled with this love to want to help others.、
哦啊、所以及时的向她的主人呐、啊、见证，啊，让她主人得到平安。
So that she was able to testify to her、mistress and allow her master to have peace.、
啊、所以我们关心别人呐、啊，也要有充足的爱心、怜悯的心。
So when we care about other people, we need to have enough mercy and love.
保罗说、啊。我们不可以随便亏欠别人。
Paul has said that we cannot easily owe debts to others.
啊，但是爱心要常常以为亏欠。
But when we have a heart of love, we need to often treat it as if we do owe others debts.
因为他说，爱心是我们还不完的债。
Because love is just like a debt that we can never fully repay.
因为神给我们非常的大，非常大的爱。
Because God has given us much love.
啊，所以神的爱临到我们，啊，我们借着这个爱，啊，来爱人，彼此相爱。
So when this love of God has come upon us, then we also need to pay back by loving others.
啊，我们主领受神的爱，如果我们不晓得去爱别人，那我们就在爱心上有亏欠了。
If we only know to receive this love from God, but we do not know to use this love to love others, then we are owing a debt.
所以保罗得到了神的救恩以后，一直想尽办法，还要把传给自己的骨肉啊，传给外邦人。
So after Paul had received the salvation, then he worked very hard to pass on this love to others around him.
他说、啊、无论犹太人也好，无论是外邦人也好，我都欠他们的债。
And he has said that whether they are Jews or Gentiles, but I owe them a debt.
啊，所以我情愿要把尽我的力量，啊，把福音啊向他们传扬。
So I'd rather work to my hardest to pass to preach the gospel to them.
所以他说、啊、我是大有忧愁啊，心里时常忧伤的。
And so he said that he is often sorrowful.
虽然我现在得到了救恩了、啊，但是我看到我自己的骨肉之亲呐、啊，他们还不认识主。
Because even though he himself has received the salvation, but he sees that his own blood relatives has not received the salvation.
所以为着让他们得救，如果说、啊、我必须要被咒诅跟基督分离啊，我也愿意了。
So he has said that in order for his relatives to receive the salvation, even if he has to be cursed, then he is willing to.
也就是说、啊，愿意牺牲自己啊，啊来成全自己的骨肉，让他们能够得救。
Which is to say that he was willing to sacrifice himself in order for his own relatives to be saved.
啊，这是一种啊，爱心的表现呢。
And this is a way to show love.
哦，我们看这个小女子啊，不只是爱她自己的啊同胞啊，她更爱那个仇敌啊。
So we see that for this young girl, even though she loved her own people, but she also loved her own enemies.
因为乃曼讲起来是跟她不一样的敌对的国家。
Because Naaman was from the country that was an enemy to her country.
而且他们在征战当中啊失败，他才会被掳来当婢女的。
It was also because her own country had lost in the battle that she had been held captive.
但是我们看到她有充足的爱啊，啊根本没有怀恨。
But we can see that she had so much love that she held no hatred.
好，完了关心啊主人的平安。
And she cared about the safety of her master.
啊，这是相当大的爱心的表现。
And this is a great example of love.
我们看到那个约拿就不一样了。
We know that this was a little different with Jonah.
神叫他说啊，这个尼尼微整人呐、啊，他们罪恶很重，所以你去传警告给他们。
Yes, God had told him that the sins of Nineveh was very heavy, and he needed Jonah to help him.
啊，约拿就是怎么样都不去。
But Jonah did not want to go.
因为他觉得说这个尼尼微人呐、啊，啊，太凶暴了。
Because he felt that the Ninevites were too violent.
而且他们欺压了以色列人。
And they were also very evil to the Israelites.
啊，他接着说，尼尼微人啊，根本不配啊，啊，承受神的救恩。
And Jonah did not feel that the Ninevites had deserved the salvation from God.
啊，所以神叫拉基转警告的时候，他不去，他就乘船了，要跑到别的地方去。
So when God had told Jonah to go to Nineveh, then Jonah decided to go onto a ship to escape to another country.
啊，虽然神让他遇到海难呐，啊，他被丢到鱼丢到海里面去。
And then God allowed Jonah to go through shipwreck and then be swallowed by a fish.
啊，神安排一条大鱼把他吞下去，又把他吐在岸上。
And then God allowed this fish to swallow up Jonah, but then to spit.
啊，不得已才乖乖的到尼尼微城去传警告。
And then even though he was not as willing, but then Jonah still went to Nineveh.
啊，他结果一传呐，所有全城的人就悔改了。
But as soon as he had preached this warning, then all the Ninevites had decided to repent.
啊，后来神说，既然他们悔改了，我就不把他们灭掉了。
And then God said that since they decided to repent, then that I would not destroy them.
啊，因为神留下尼尼微人的生命，反而生气了。
And actually, because God had decided to save the lives of the Ninevites, then Jonah had become angry.
啊，所以神后来就教导他。
And then God decided to teach Jonah a lesson.
说让一棵蓖麻树长出来啊。
And allow this tree to grow.
让它在那个炎热的太阳底下能够乘凉。
And so that Jonah was able to rest under the shade.
啊，后来啊。又安排一条虫啊，把那个蓖麻又把它咬死了。
But then he allowed this insect to eat the tree.
啊，结果约拿就在那里大发怒气呀。
And then Jonah became very angry again.
啊，神对他说啊，你这样生气合理吗
？And then God had told Jonah, is this reasonable for you to become angry?
你看一个蓖麻树也不是你栽种的。
You were not the one who had planted the tree.
啊，一天之间长出来，一天之间呢、啊、又死掉了，你就这么爱惜
？And just because it had grown in one day and then died the next, then you have become so angry.
啊，你知道、啊、这个城里面呢、啊、有多少的牲畜，还有多少的人吗
？But just in the city of Nineveh, do you know how many animals or how many people were there?
啊，既然他们已经悔改了，为什么还一定要把他们灭掉呢
？Since they have repented, then why should I destroy them?
所以我们看到说，这个约拿啊，虽然不得已去传警告啊，但他们不是存着爱心去的。
So we see that for Jonah, because he was unwilling to pass on this warning, then he did not do this with love.
啊，所以他没有办法体会到主人的爱心。
And he was not able to experience the love of the master.
啊，我们看到这个小女子啊，就有充足的爱。
But we see that the young girl had an abundant amount of love.
所以她的见证啊，相当感动人，而且有非常好的结果。
So that her testimony was very touching.
啊，她看到这个主人呐、啊，生病的时候，她就及时的勇敢做见证。
And as soon as she had realized that her master is ill, then she decided to make the testimony.
啊，所以我们知道说啊，这个及时的见证很重要。
So we know that a timely testimony is very important.
啊。当有需要的时候，有时候我们的见证啊，就能够让对方啊得到益处。
When there is a need, and sometimes our testimonies can greatly benefit others.
所以他能够善用那个机会啊，他能够向主人啊做见证。
So she used the opportunity wisely and was able to testify.
啊，但是这个见证啊，能够有功效，跟他的行为的见证也有直接关系。
But in order for this testimony to take effect, it will also be related to her behavior.
本来是一个婢女啊，她的地位啊很卑微。
As a maid servant, she had a very low status.
啊，一般人呐、啊，对这个婢女所讲的话，不见得会信任的。
And normally, people might not easily trust whatever a servant says.
啊，但是因为她平时有好表现了、啊，所以她的话，她的主人的太太、主人呐、啊，都能够信。
But because she had already consistently showed good behavior, so then her mistress was able to trust in her.
所以按照她啊所讲的啊啊去做。
So that they would be able to do what she had said.
所以我们要有好的见证啊，我们本身的行为也很重要。
So if you want to have good testimonies, then it is also important for us to have our good behavior.
所以索多玛城啊将要被毁灭的时候。
When the land of Sodom was about to be destroyed,
啊，天使就到这个索多玛城，到罗德的家。
The angels had come down to the house of Lot.
啊，因为亚伯拉罕的祷告，神纪念，啊，这个天使要把罗德一家救出来。
And because of the prayer of Abraham, then God was about to save the household of Lot.
天使对罗德说啊，凡是你家里面属你的人呐、啊，你就赶快叫他们要赶快脱离这个索多玛城了。
And the angels had told Lot that whoever belongs to your family here, then immediately tell them to leave.
啊，因为神要用洪水，要用火啊，啊把这个城灭掉了。
Because God is going to use fire to destroy the city.
后来罗德说啊，就去找他的女婿了。
And then Lot decided to go to look for his son-in-law.
啊，告诉他们说啊，神要把这个城灭掉了。
And tell his sons-in-law that God is about to destroy the city.
他说罗德的女婿啊，都把罗德的话当作戏言呐、啊，开玩笑的话。
But then the sons-in-law of Lot had all thought that he was joking.
啊，所以没有办法相信他所讲的。
And so they were not able to believe in what Lot was saying.
所以我们的见证啊，要能够有力啊。除了我们所讲的话，我们的行为的见证也很重要。
So in order for our testimonies to be effective, our behavior is also important.
如果我们平时为人讲话都很实在
，If normally the way that we act and the way that we speak, they're very consistent.
啊，我们的见证啊就会非常有力。
Then our testimonies can be very powerful.
他说我们从这个小女子的身上看到她有充足的信心，又有充足的爱心。
So from this young girl, we can see that she had an abundant faith and abundant love.
而且她能够做了美好的见证。
And she was able to produce a good testimony.
啊，所以借着她的见证啊，让神的救恩啊，临到这个亚兰的元帅乃曼一家。
So that through her testimony, then blessings were able to come on the family of Naaman.
我们今天啊，蒙受神恩典的人。
Today, for those of us who do receive the grace of God,
每个人都有传福音啊，做见证的责任。
Every one of us has the responsibility to make testimonies and also preach the gospel.
我们也应当啊，随时把握机会，勇敢为主做见证。
We also need to hold on to this opportunity to bravely testify for God.
啊，带领人啊来领受主耶稣基督福音的好处。
And to guide others to come before God and to receive the good things from God.
啊，我们的见证要有力量啊，我们要有信心，有充足的爱心。
And for our testimonies to be effective, we need to have faith and have love.
啊，更要有美好的行为，跟我们所见证的道理啊来相称。
We also need to have good behavior so that it corresponds with the testimony.
我们来唱诗422首。
Let's sing hymn 422.
这一首诗说是要传给别人呢。
And this hymn actually says to pass it on.
我们领受神的爱，啊，再把这个爱呀，啊，带给别人。
That after we have received the love of God, then we can pass it on to
others. 我们领受神的救恩，我们也白白得来，啊，白白啊，跟别人一起分享。
That when we receive the salvation of God freely, we also need to share this with others.
来唱诗422首。
So sing hymn 422.